88. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So let's see now, after many, many sleepless nights, and I have to tell you, I've been up early in the morning working on the project too. Chris is proud to announce that it appears, as of the time we're doing this episode of the Paracast, that Stalking the Herd, this monumental book, over 560 pages, is at the printer. Actually, it's 562 if you count the bibliography. And we left out the index for the first edition.
Yes, we're just not going to be able to get it done in time. One of our wonderful Paracast listeners, Ricky Poole, has stepped forward to help get an index done. And what I've elected to do in this first edition is go ahead and once the index is completed, go ahead and stick it up on stalkingtheherd.com/index. I will have the index up online for researchers and others. And then I assume you can never really take anything for granted, but I'm going to assume that we're going to go into a second printing fairly fast. By then, Ricky and I and whomever would like to step up and help, we'll have that index completed, and it'll be in the second edition. But, Gene, I couldn't have done it without you. You did a great job. I really want to publicly acknowledge all the hard work that you put in on this. And it has the effect that I intended, and that is to really educate people about our ancient relationship with cattle and how this may have manifested into a form of cultural stigmata in the modern age with the cattle mutilation mystery. So there's a lot of stuff in there, as you pointed out, and it's almost a postgraduate education in the subject in one book. So
one thing to realize here is that I don't think when you started doing the final stuff earlier this year that it would sprawl to become so big.
Well, I've already cut out 200 pages, so I knew it was going to be a large book. I didn't realize it was going to be quite as intense and intensive as it became, but I wanted to stick a whole analysis portion in the book, have the last quarter of the book be analysis and opinions, and there just wasn't enough room, so we're immediately going to turn around and do a third book in the Stalking series, Stalking the Stalkers, Mute Speak, and put all those many standalone interviews, position papers, and just various expert opinions that have been gathering dust over the years that I've been collecting and put them all together in one place with a complete analysis of the first book.
I'll tell you, this is an incredible amount of research. I mean, you have to look at what he has in this book, and I've gone through every page, looked through every glitch in the typography, fixed glitches in the text, and the book this size, by the way, you have to understand, there's no such thing as perfection. But this book is about as perfect as you're going to get, and future editions will just fix any final glitches we find. We'll have the table of contents will be up at the stalkingtheherd.com website. By the way, the site exists now. It just points to Chris's regular site, ourstrangeplanet.com. But once it's available, we'll have the index set up in a way that it will be something that you could open on a Mac, a PC, an Android, an iOS device, something you can open on just about anything. So you don't have to have a special application. So it should be pretty good.
I'm sure glad it's done. I get my life back. It's been 16 months. I've been really working hard on this. The last 6 months have just been ridiculous. So you know you're getting deep into a project when you start dreaming about it. So
I don't want to think about this. Think about dreaming. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to visualize this. You know, remember, radio is a theater of the mind. So close your eyes and now think about this. And it's not going to be like the guy in Network who said, you know, go to the window and say I'm mad as hell and I'm, forget about that. No, just close your eyes and imagine every night dreaming about mutilated cattle. Well, worse than that, you know, that's one thing that's just as bad. I mean, it shows you're not a well person. But the other thing is imagine dreaming about how they prepare meat to bring to your table, or you go out to a fast food restaurant and imagine that process, because he talks about some of that. After this, you're not going to want to eat anything but plants. And I have to worry about plants because, what, carrots make noises when you cut them up? I was told this as a kid. It's true, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plants have some rudimentary form of awareness or consciousness, according to some pretty recent studies, that plants may somehow have kind of a sense of awareness. But I didn't dream about mutilated cows, Gene. I dreamt about sitting in this dang chair working at this computer and getting into, you know, situations where I'm trying to correct mistakes and they won't correct.
Okay, so it's the ghost of the...
I was dreaming about writing the book, not about what's in the book.
So a paranormal event occurs where he enters the correction and then new text appears on the screen.
Right.
Because the ghost's entities who are following Chris around, the tricksters.
Yeah.
You know, people are writing this down now.
Oh,
we have a few sites out there that watch what we do, take a few words out of context, and imagine all sorts of crazy scenarios. So just think about this now. I'm describing this paranormal effect. Chris is typing or fixing some words. He's using an application called Microsoft Word. And I hoped he would use Apple's Pages, but maybe in the next book. All right, Microsoft Word. And he's entering text. That's a big sprawling program with all sorts of nooks and crannies. And suddenly it spits out other text. It's not like a Ouija board. By the way, has there ever been a psychic phenomenon where that happens? We talk about automatic writing. And we think of people writing things down under the control of some entity. But we always think of this in terms of the 19th century. We don't have a typewriter. Maybe we do. We definitely don't have personal computers or tablets or smartphones. And imagine the scenario here where people are writing on their computer or tapping their iPhone or their Galaxy S4 from Samsung. And guess what happens? Letters begin to appear. Pictures begin to appear. Has there ever been anything like that? I don't know.
I don't know about that. That's interesting. I of course, have always enjoyed researching. One of the books that really struck me was Supernature by Lyle Watson, where he talks about machines that all of a sudden gain some sort of autonomy, self-autonomy, and they operate on their own. Like, I think he gave the example of a car that was chased around by law enforcement, and it was making corners and stuff, and there was nobody behind the wheel.
So, maybe that was an early test from Google. Because Google is working on the driverless car now. So is Audi and a few of the other car makers, BMW. But you realize in 10 years, maybe less, you'll be able to buy a brand new car. Get in, say, take me to Skinwalker Ranch, or Bigelow Ranch, as they call it now. And it will say, I'm sorry, Chris, but I cannot do that. Because Bob Bigelow has prohibited the programming in my car. You ready for that? We've got an interesting discussion. In fact, we've got a lot of interesting discussions coming up on the PowerCast. And we'll hear about our guests in a moment. But coming up in the future, we have the famous paranormal blogger, Red Pill Junkie, followed by Dr. Bruce Maccabee, who will bring us up to date on the Gulf Breeze case. But today, we've got one of the best storytellers we've ever had on the show, back for a return visit. Chris?
Yes, J.C. Johnson, Mr. Crypto Four Corners himself. Don't quite know what to make of a lot of J.C.'s escapades and experiences out there. I think he's experienced more than entire cities of people when it comes to chasing things that go bump in the night. He was involved in a very interesting event, which he will talk about with Navajo Elder Leonard Dan, Ron McGair, David Weatherly, and others up in the Lukachukas, I believe, mountains south of Farmington. And he's involved in a bunch of projects right now. We're going to talk about a return trip to the Grand Canyon and this Bigfoot body that supposedly is making the rounds.
And we have that and a lot more coming with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Joining us again is our friend J.C. Johnson, who is going to tell you some really fascinating stories about the strange and unknown and about his life experiences. But before we get started, I noticed that when Chris put up the notice that J.C. is going to be back, in the forums at forum.theparacast.com in a section called the Question Bank, loads of questions come up. And I was mentioning to JC before we got back on the air, JC, there's got to be a fan club for you out there. What do you think?
I don't want to become a cultic personality. I would like to be known, first and foremost, as a hard-drinking, foul-mouthed, lecherous adventure man. That's where I'm at. And if you want to call me out on that, I'll prove it's true.
But not on family radio, my friend.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, I mean, who's going to argue with something like that?
Yeah.
You know what? You really don't drink that much. So, you know, you can't be a hard drinker. Or you're not that lecherous. So you can't be that. But, you know, once again, that's what I advertise. So if you accuse me of being any of the above, it's a true story.
Stacy, obviously, Chris and I have been embroiled in this endless book project of his called Stalking the Herd. So we haven't followed up, I guess, on a lot of things that are going on. So you being the Four Corners man, what interesting, fascinating developments should we start looking into?
Ooh, you know, where would we start? We had a really interesting summer. One of the first expeditions we did was to Valles Caldera over in New Mexico. This is an area where there's heavy volcanic activity in the past, and there's a lot of volcanic rock. There's a lot of interesting canyons, and you get kind of a mixed conifer of ponderosa pines and aspens. You go from 5,800, 6,000 feet up to, you know, 9,000, 9,300 feet, all mixed through there. And what happened early on is I was turned over an investigation from one of my associates. I believe he'd started on this probably 5 or 6 years ago, if I'm correct. But the bottom line is we've got a family out there, and they've been ranching for about 20 years. They've got a place up on the Chuska Mountains, and they have the ranch they have there out in the caldera. And the elderly woman who is the head of the family has had her fair share of sightings of the furry people over the years. Bottom line is, their concern was they had a youngster of the furry kind that they saw. At any rate, this family, the two young ladies that lived there when they were younger, probably about 5 years ago, they saw this youngster. He was about 4.5, 5 feet tall, you know, furry guy. And they've seen him subsequently over the years, and it's 5 years later, and he's about 8.5 feet tall. And one of the first things I look for when I go on to a sighting location, number one, my concern is, are we dealing with a rogue male? Number two, does an individual have an attachment to a family member? And number three, most of all, show me the calories. And by looking at the available calories, I could have a pretty good idea if we've got somebody just passing through or someone who's taken up residence in the area.
Why did you define this looking at the calories?
Show me the calories. You know, if I weigh, say, about 1,000 pounds and my muscle mass is probably 90% of my body weight, I need a lot of Happy Meals to keep me going. So I would think you would need at least 6,000 calories a day to support that kind of frame. That's a lot of calories. So that's really what I look at in an area. And that also helps you determine if you've got someone who's taken up residence or if you have someone who's just passing through.
Okay.
So if we've got a huge deer population in the area, tons of berries, let's say there's an old abandoned apple orchard or something of that nature. I mean, you know, just to kind of correlate, you know, I'm looking for caloric sources in the area to support a large individual, in addition to perhaps even a clan or a small family unit, you know, looking at all of the possibilities. But going back to the family, what struck me right away is that this youngster that the girl saw 5 years ago is now 8.5 feet tall, and he hangs around the ranch. And I think he has an attachment to one or both of the young women, ages 17 and I believe 21. And he can't come to the front door with a bouquet of flowers, so he hangs around the ranch and he does stupid stuff. I mean, he'll sit up in a tree and make noises all night, and he'll throw rocks at the house, throw rocks up on the roof, do different stupid things with livestock. I do believe it was him that crunched a cow into a 4x4, or actually a 3x4 water tank, and he had to break almost every bone in the cow's body to stuff it into this water tank. I mean,
wow, do you have photographs of this?
They have photos of it, yeah. They have photos. Didn't release those to me, but I did see the photos. I'm like, you had to crunch this thing up like an accordion to make it fit in this tank. it's a pretty obvious, something very, very strong stuffed this animal into the water tank. And they blamed it on him, you know, and that could be in a goofy kind of way, him getting their attention, or he'll be outside of their home at night and do repetitive sounds over and over again. And they had just cut down two of the trees in the backyard that he liked to hang out of, and there was still a whole bunch of scat rolling down the tree. You know, the lady said, he just climbs up there and he poops all night. And he does, you know, he's up there pooping everywhere. So, you know, it was really interesting. But this
are you
is
having
just,
that analyzed? I've never heard of.
No, I keep your poopy.
Scat,
keep your poopy. We went all through the DNA, whole Sasquatch genome project. And unless your individual had a really bad case of hemorrhoids and I can find some blood in the stool, keep your poopy. Keep it. Keep your poopy.
All right. This is family radio, and I think the family that's going to be listening to this is going to be a very strange family.
I mean, little kids talk about it all the time, Jim.
Well, you know, but I'm really serious, though. I mean, you're not going to find out a whole lot from scat other than what they were eating, maybe some of the digestive properties of the animal and so forth. But, you know, as far as getting hard DNA evidence, irregardless of what Disatel might tell you, we haven't seen anything to get really hard.
Well, you can find out if he was right or left-handed.
Well, that could be, too. Okay, back to the family show.
I think we lost a few families there.
Sorry about that. I'm just really adamant about people wasting time and efforts of scientists in DNA laboratories with scat.
No, I've never heard of a Bigfoot that poops in a tree. That's definitely got to be a first for me.
Well, he's hanging up in the limb, hanging out for hours and hours, and you know, he's really intent on what he's doing. This just kind of natural.
Okay? All right, you know, we're really creating impressions there on the audience, and they're thinking, the show is not going to the dogs, it's going somewhere else, and we don't want to say where, because that way we're going to lose some of our new listeners.
Okay,
say, let's
does
PowerCast talk about it? Well, they talk about things that aren't nice to discuss. We have J.C. Johnson. He's a nice guy despite what everybody tells you. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the PowerCast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, let's get off that kick, okay. J.C. Johnson, and let's continue with this case. Okay, so they've got this humongous creature, you're saying 1,000 pounds.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the juvenile that's hanging around, and he's only about 8 feet tall.
He's only about 8 feet tall.
He's pretty goofy, gangly looking. He's got goofy long arms. I mean, he hasn't really grown into his frame yet. He's like an awkward teenager.
So we have an awkward teenaged Bigfoot?
With a crush on two of the young ladies who live out on the ranch.
I think he needs a diaper, really, but... I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, basically that's the first and foremost part of the direction. Are we recording now or are we?
No, we're actually recording this. All right, so we've got this gangly Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's got a thing for these two young ladies of a human nature.
Basically, if you look at it, he probably grew up kind of alongside of them. Him having been around for the last 5 years, he probably, if he doesn't have some kind of romantic attraction with the young woman, he might have kind of a family feeling for them, whatever it is. At either rate, I'm concerned about activities like this because this family out there is not a weapon on that whole ranch. And I made that really clear. I'm like, you've got cougars and bears and everything else out here, and you don't have any way of defending yourselves. I always struck me weird, and it even does, you know, months later. And I would worry that the awkward teenager would act out on something. I really do, because the younger woman was telling me a story, the 17-year-old. She says, you know, and I'm not getting into the weird stuff, but actually I am. She says, we were out cutting wood, and I had this funny notion that I was supposed to walk out into this field, and so I did. And then I had this funny notion that I was supposed to go down this trail, and I did. Because then I had this funny notion I was supposed to go sit on this stump and wait. And she went and sat on the stump, and then she came back to her senses and like, what the hell am I doing here? And she got up and skedaddled out of there. But something, and I'm not saying what, something was putting the suggestions in her mind, and she acted out on them. there was something close by. She was also telling me some of the sounds that he was making outside the window. Ha-hoo-ha, 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 for hours and hours. And eventually, she said, you know, you couldn't block it out anymore, and it got inside your head. And it was something that was really difficult for her to deal with. She says, you know, when you're laying in your bed and you finally let that vocalization really get inside your head, she said it was almost like I was floating. It's almost like I was above my bed floating. So once again, some weird stuff that we can't explain, but more weird stuff. Going back a little further and with an overall general view of what's going on with this ranch, we find out that the elk herd that's been gone for almost 20 years is back in the area within 2.5 miles of the ranch. We also find out by looking at some of the cattle mute photos they've got where the cheeks are cut out, and Christopher's very adept at all of the different mutes, but these mutes that we were seeing pictures of were almost identical to things we were seeing out of the San Luis Valley, over by Dulce, other areas where it's almost precision mutilations that we've seen time and time again. And they told us about the Whisper helicopters that were flying around the valley. And they'd seen the men in uniforms and helmets and so forth. And even people sitting outside the chopper door with their feet on the skids as they flew over the valley. So we've got a lot more things coming into place. First and foremost, they would like to blame all their cattle mutilations and livestock predation on the infatuated teenager. But we found evidence of other things that would not point entirely to this particular Bigfoot, and evidence that there were other Bigfoot in the area, even larger than he. And even the young women said, yeah, there's a big male that comes through, and there's this that comes through and that that comes through. So, you know, there was a lot more going on. In fact, the father had seen an upright walking dog man type thing, broad daylight, around 8 feet tall, I believe. But for all intents and purposes, it looked like a werewolf walking. So we've got a lot going on in this, you know, just this one particular situation. I thought we were going off to help deal with a rogue male. And there are some non-lethal methods you can do to discourage rogue male in the area. But that wasn't the case. And this youngster, having been around all those years, he has a support system, and he has a clan probably nearby. There's somebody that combs his hair out, picks the lice out of his fur, things, you know, of that nature. He has support and care. He's not a rogue.
Well, that brings up some questions that we have at forum.theparacast.com. We only had a limited amount of time to have a question thread up for you, JC, but boy, they came out of the woodwork through your appearance. And
I have to agree with you, Chris. I was surprised at so many questions, so many really fascinating questions were posted by our loyal listeners. Thanks.
You know, you mentioned seeing this dogman-like phenomenon that this family has observed out there. This is a question from Griffin, who's been a poster for the last year at forum.theparacast.com. And he says, do you give credence to the dogman phenomenon? And if so, do you feel that this potentially could be a different type of Bigfoot or something else entirely? Let's talk to you and get your feelings about what do you think these dogmen type creatures are.
This is something we've gone really in depth of and to. You know, I've talked with Linda Godfrey and things of that nature. But number one, what we have out here, when you look at an upright walking canine, you've got at least 9 or 10 different scenarios that could tie in with what that is. First and foremost, 90% of the skinwalker investigations I've been on and the people I've interviewed and so forth had an upright walking wolfen entity either trying to enter their home, their hogan, and or chasing them and or terrorize them, things of that nature. It's an upright walking wolfen. On another pretense, we've seen the prints of something that we're told is a weir, as in a werewolf. And once again, the skinwalker would be a shapeshifter also. You could have been sitting next to this guy at Sunday school Sunday morning, and at 9 o'clock at night Sunday evening, he transforms into the animal of his choice or the animal of his study. That's what he becomes.
Now, this is funny here, JC. We seem to have a growing fascination with shape-shifting. I mean, there are TV shows about it. We have, obviously, True Blood, which was, I guess, the progenitor of a lot of the modern interest, where you have a shapeshifter can become any kind of animal. You have werewolves. You've got a new TV show called Bitten, Canadian-based show that is now being shown on Sci-Fi Channel. It's about a family or a clan or a pack of werewolves who, I guess, are fighting the bad werewolves. The good werewolves do not kill people. The bad werewolves do kill people. You've got, of course, Being Human, the American and British version about the vampire, the ghost, and the werewolf. We've got a show called Teen Wolf. I mean, we're being inundated with werewolves. So I'm going to ask you, and you can answer our next segment, JC, why the fascination, and we're about the possible reality. Listeners, a lot of you have asked why we don't announce some of our forthcoming guests farther in advance so you can set your schedules. Well, part of it is that we tend to book guests right at the last minute to stay up to date. But we do have a few announcements to make. On next week's episode, and of course schedules can change, we're going to feature noted paranormal blogger Red Pill Junkie. Red Pill Junkie, that's the name he wants to be known by. And then we'll hear from Dr. Bruce Maccabee, who of course is a real scientist, and he'll talk about his investigations into the very controversial case of UFOs in Gulf Breeze in Florida. So all this is coming up. Stay tuned, neighbors. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright. From one of the Wolfman films of the 1940s, J.C., why are we so fascinated with shapeshifters, werewolves? And let's hear more about the possible reality.
Well, once again, going back to the Navajo skinwalker can take on the form of an animal. They can become a deer, an elk, a wolf, a coyote. They become something other than what they started out as. And when we look into this and the deeper we dig into this, first and foremost, if you want to become a part of this, if you want to join this cult, if you will, or whatever this evil is, you have to bring in a sacrifice. Someone near and dear to you, your mother, your brother, your sister, a sibling of that nature, or even a child.
Well, you know what? There were times when my late brother, and he was 11 and a half years older, I thought I'd like to take him to a pack or turn him in somewhere.
True.
I really did.
True. Well, you know what? They would gladly accept him as a sacrifice.
Unfortunately, he's gone.
Oh.
So it's too late.
It's too late for that.
But, you know, if he was still here, I'd think about it seriously.
Well, if you can't kill your brother, they'll kill him for you. And then what they'll do is dine on some of the softer tissues of the body. And if they find the body appealing, some of the elder members might practice some necrophilia on the sacrifice that you've brought in. From there, they will.
Well, my brother was definitely not appealing.
Okay, well, then they wouldn't have had any necrophilia with him. But they would have probably made potions and powders out of different parts of his body. And for cursing and witchery, they would have done so. And they have some interesting things. And this is really old alchemy at work here. But they've got some neurotoxins that I think the Department of Defense would love to get their hands on and synthesize, because they have been at it for a very, very long time. And you'll see a lot of Navajo people have a bag of medicine around their neck called bitter medicines. And all the bitter medicines is a bunch of ephedrine and some other high stimulants that are naturally occurring, to get their blood pumping again, because the mommy powder and the death powder and so forth that they blow in your face or shoot at you with a dart or whatever knocks you flat. It's a real heavy neurotoxin, and it's meant to kill you. Some of it is meant to just immobilize you. And imagine being there immobilized while this guy's pulling your guts out and doing horrible things to you, and you can't do anything in resistance. So it's just a terrible thing.
You know what? This show is getting crazier. We start with the poop discussion, and now we're getting into people tearing your guts out. But
oh,
I have a kind of a basic fundamental question here, and that is, these creatures, people who can change their shape, are they born that way? Does someone bite them or scratch them and turn them?
I'm told some of the things are hereditary, and I'm told with the weir, as in the werewolf, and that the actual spelling is W-E-I-R, and that comes back from something a lot more ancient than what we're looking at presently, or even studying presently. But there is a generational thing that I am told happens. I am also told that, as in with the skinwalker practice, the skinwalker art, you can enter into the weir, which is typically more of a Caucasian situation, to become a werewolf or a were animal, because I believe those abilities are available too. So we've just got two different sides of the track practicing the same evil practice.
Right, and it's also it's part of a medicine, a dark arts or witchery way tradition within the Dene people that comes along with years of training and all sorts of tests and ritual and other things that have to do with the core beliefs of that particular medicine order or dark order, if you will. So there is a certain amount of educational process that goes on, at least within the whole realm of the skinwalker tradition.
Well, and you have to study. You have to study with the practicing head witch, the practicing head elder, you know, and you will go out and do horrible things. I remember Mysterious Creatures of the Southwest, you had the Native American man on who was involved in the skinwalker art, and he was in a situation where he couldn't even tell what was being real and what was not real, and he was like in a dream world. And if you recall from the documentary, when they asked him to bring his sister in as a sacrifice, that's when he got out.
Right. I worked with him for several years, here in the Sedona area, and I had no idea that he had any sort of knowledge about these sorts of dark arts and kind of secret knowledge, basically. And it was quite a surprise to me when he was the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. I didn't think he had a mean bone in his body. And then he talked about his uncle, who was involved in this whole very dark world, trying to recruit him to become a member of the society, and he really didn't have that much knowledge about it, but he did go through quite a number of the initial sort of training rituals and stuff. And then when he found out that the last thing he had to do was give up a family member close to him, yeah, you're right, JC, he totally balked and he would not do it. But in that particular video that I was peripherally involved with, Mysterious Creatures of the Southwest, to my knowledge, the rituals that he was filmed doing is the only known film of someone that was trained in that particular art form, if you want to call it that, whoever allowed themselves to be filmed doing some of these rituals. And it was really spooky. I thought I knew you.
I would agree as far as the filming of that. You probably have the only film of something of that nature. That's interesting. But, yeah, and, you know, once you go public about that, or once you try to get away from them, you're in hiding for the rest of your life. And once you bring someone in, I initiate Christopher and Gene. I'm like, okay, guys, you're in. Now, here's the deal. You've got to bring in the rest of your family to be a part of this. And if you don't bring them in to be a part of this, then we're going to bring them in as a sacrifice. So you make your decision if they become a part of this or a sacrifice.
Yeah, and another kind of interesting kind of anecdote or incident or whatever that word is when the day the film came out, according to Dennis, his uncle died, just dropped dead.
It's almost as if
by revealing the secrets of this particular order, then the person who was responsible for him keeping quiet keeled over, basically. If memory serves me correct, I think it was the same day or within a day or two of the actual release of that particular video. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yeah, I believe you told me that.
Well, that kind
I think Ron James is putting that video back out in 3D. That's the last I heard, so that should be interesting to see that in 3D. Or he's working on another video in 3D. I might have been mistaken, but really interesting, too, also working with law enforcement, often as I do with the Navajo Nation, is I'd went out on an officer-involved sighting of a Sasquatch. And the officer was out jogging early evening, and this thing was sitting on the guardrail and stood up and scared the holy hell out of him. But Yeah, one of the officers that was out there, and then there was another gentleman who was a police officer who had gotten away from law enforcement. He's working in the private sector, but he was telling me about, he saw this dog, he knew who this dog was, and he captured the dog, and he put the dog in the back of his squad car and locked the doors and everything, and the dog turned back into the person. And he watched this. He watched the transformation. And he took the guy to jail. And the guy says, you know, that you know who I am, I'm going to die in like a month. And sure enough, you know, the guy had done some heinous crime to one of the family members, some type of domestic violence or something. And during his incarceration, he was let out a few weeks later, and he died pretty much a month later after the initial arrest. But it was really interesting to talk with this former police officer, watching the transformation from the dog back to a person. Very interesting. So there is an actual physical transformation, or at least something working on a different vibration, something we can't quite explain. Another one of the videos we put out this summer was cave bear cryptid canines and more. And we've got our good friend David Weatherly talking about driving down Route 666 back when the Devil's Highway was properly named. And this canine ran alongside of his vehicle at speeds up to 50 miles per hour and even crossed in front of him going down 666. You know, and you're trying to figure out how physically something like this is possible, but it might just be they're on a different vibration than we are. It's so hard to explain. And I've got many reports of the old Navajo man running alongside the vehicle at speeds up to 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, if you catch him, you give him a speeding ticket. J.C. Johnson joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.